We are holding by the end of Klal Ches, Halacha Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. Ba'at HaNevar Din Kabbalah Lashon Hara. We're going to go through some of the details of Kabbalah Lashon Hara. We did yesterday Yud Gimel. I'm sorry, we're up to Yud Dalet. Last Halacha in Klal Ches. Gamin Chilik Bizik Kabbalah Lashon Hara, Beinim Shemeyam Anoshim Acher Ma'ova Imoy Anshi Beisel. Just like when you say Lashon Hara about or to, even if it's a relative, your wife, your friend, doesn't make a difference. So too, listening to Lashon Hara. It doesn't make a difference if you're listening to other people, for your father, your mother. Listen to this. The Tana Dvelio says like this. Let's say you see your mother and your father, and they're speaking extra words. You know, they're saying, in other words, they're saying words they shouldn't be saying. Besides the fact that you shouldn't be accepting their words, listen to this, Rabbi say. You have to now somehow prevent your parents and your family from saying Lashon Hara. Now, you got to be very careful because you can't violate the Din Kibud Av V'Em either. Got to be really careful. Right? So now, Vamrinam Sechas Shabbos, he has to be very careful. Someone who's can protest his friend. No, leave it. Just saying. Anshi Beiso Nidbas Las Lava Al Anshi Beiso. Okay, Adam Ragil Tavir Beiso Lachiach Ben Yonam Eil. Therefore, you have to be very careful to give reproof to you in these things. V'Rak B'Losh and Rakab, you got to be careful because you have to do it softly. In other words, if you had opportunity to tell people in your house to stop saying Losh and you didn't, it's your fault. But when you do it, you better do it nicely. It's a very delicate thing. Subtle. You have to be careful. You have to tell them how much schar they're going to get and how much punishment they're going to get, etc. Certainly, you should make sure that people from your house shouldn't hear divrei gnai, anything bad. Now, you go at home and you say Lashon Hara, besides the fact you're having an aveira, listen to the terrible damage you're doing to your home. How are you going to stop other people? You go home and say Lashon Hara, how are you going to stop them from saying Lashon Hara? If you are the balabais, if you're in charge of the house, and you go home, if you're the tati, if you're the bentoira in the house, whatever it is, and you say Lashon Hara, how are you going to get people to stop saying Lashon Hara? It's not going to go. And you have to be very, very careful. Kitzur by saying that you have to be very careful in Kabbalah Lashon Hara, and you have to be very careful in your home to try to stop them from saying it, but b'derech kavod, and realize that if you're not going to be careful, it's going to be very difficult to stop people from doing it.